On Memorial Day, we remember those who lost their lives in service to our country. And joining us this morning with his perspective is former Navy SEAL Tony O'Brien. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So first thing I do have to ask is, what does this holiday mean to a veteran such as yourself?
Oh, wow. Honestly, it means everything. One of the things that I do every year that I'm involved with the groups that I'm involved with, is decorating the grave, the cemeteries and the gravestones, and replacing the flags in the cemeteries. Did that with several groups in a couple towns this week. The VSOs were fantastic. And I'll tell you what really touches my heart, and I know the hearts of a lot of veterans, is that the amount of supporters that help us. Much larger number than the number of veterans, because as many know, there's only 6% of the American public are veterans. However, today, Memorial Day, is the day that we remember, and we remember the sacrifices of those who have gone before, especially directly in service to our country and in some of the worst times of our countries, but that established the great freedoms that we have to do what we're doing, like right now.
Now, speaking of that note, do you feel that the public as a whole gives this holiday the reverence it deserves and truly understands the sacrifice and appreciates it?
I do. It's an interesting question. For the most part, I do. But you know, folks are busy, and they're busy keeping up. They're busy keeping their heads above water. And if it's a 3-day weekend and they want to relax, relax. I took my kids to the Brockton Rocks baseball game yesterday. I had a great time. We are going to several events today. But no question about it, greatest country on the planet. We say that with humility, because a lot of blood was shed to make that happen. People are incredibly respective. I get, you know, thank you for your service everywhere I go. I wear my Navy hat when appropriate. But, very, very patriotic country, best country on the planet. I've been to a lot of them, as many as 30 out of the 195 that there are on the planet. And with all the freedoms that we have, so much to be grateful for, especially Memorial Day, remembering our heroes.
Now, of course, this year's observance also come with the lifting of the COVID public health emergency, which means somewhat of a return to normalcy when it comes to observing this holiday.
Oh, definitely. Yes. I love the emphasis that the station puts on, you know, the safety issues in so many different events. But it is great to see so many people out. We're blessed today, as we sit here today live with great weather. So anticipate some great celebrations of life, celebrations of freedoms, but also remembering the sacrifices that were made. A couple of my favorite sayings that have to do with Memorial Day, of course, are freedom isn't free, which is a very strong ideal. And then also, of course, some gave all and all gave some. And that's in service to our country. But again, I can't specify enough. Not only thank you for your service to our veterans, to the Gold Star families, thank you for your sacrifice that your family made, but also to our supporters. Thank you for your assistance and support, because we couldn't do it without you.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, and thank you for your service to our country.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless America.